I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Kosovo's declaration of independence is creating a political stir in Russia that could pose a threat to Christians. Russia backs Serbia, which has condemned the action. Russian ministry Sergei Rakhuba is concerned this will make it even more difficult on the evangelical church in Russia with connections to the West.
The Russian authorities, they think, you know, that all these ministry organizations, they bring its own influence. I sense that could be some effect, especially on mission organizations.
Their School Without Walls program continues, helped by going to our website. Next, leadership changes in Cuba are creating some concern over changes in foreign policy, but some have already been forging new relationships. Compassion Radio's Norm Nelson says they're partnering with Global Connection and Denver Baptist Seminary to train new church leaders. Why? Nelson says the church is very evangelical and growing. The only thing holding the seminary in Havana back now is money.
We are involved in raising funds to help that seminary rehabilitate that building and to draw an aggressive young student body into its halls.
And Every Orphan's Hope is using popular wristbands to raise money and share the gospel at the same time. Good News wristbands have five colors that help explain the good news of Jesus Christ. It catches attention, initiates conversation, and provides you the confidence and ability to comfortably share your faith. Every Orphan's Hope wants you to wear one and give four away. All proceeds will fund the work of Every Orphan's Hope. Go to our website to find out more. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Better Than Life book and CD, Stories of Today's Persecuted Believers, can be yours for a suggested donation to help us inform you of the plight of persecuted believers around the world. To support MNN, call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.